Blog Talk Radio.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Hey, Mr. Politician, living on that hill, living in that life of luxury on We the People's Bill. Don't have a clue how the other half lives, and that is a shame. It's time to stop the tyranny. You keep pushing through your bill.
Because he's not here, and Bill's on the line from Indiana. I'm in California. Welcome, Patriots. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for helping us out tonight.
Hello, oh, no problem.
I'm here with Pat, James, Jerry,
hey,
and Jolene, and we're sitting here, and, oh, has it not been one heck of a week since last Tuesday?
Yes. It's pretty crazy.
Oh. We've got not one investigation going to be going on with Benghazi. We've got a second one that looks like we're going to be having with the IRS.
Yes.
And
I wish the truth would just come out and they persecuted everyone looking on so have anything to do with that.
Okay, here it is. They're so far in the hole now that they're going to deny it till the end. It won't come out. They'll just refuse and say nothing.
No, there we go.
That's not what I meant to say. That's not what I meant to say.
Just be out of context.
Well, we're already seeing those kinds of things happening. But we're also seeing some emails come out that's just, you know, let's be honest, they're slapping them upside the head.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the media, well, it pretty much tells us what we already knew, that they were directing what the media reports on. And
well,
today I just want to jump in the TV and slap somebody upside their head. This whole climate crap. People, if you want to know the truth behind it, look at who is invested in the green energies and the carbon exchange.
It's our elected.
Obama was invested in the Chicago Carbon Exchange. Nancy Pelosi, family members invested in green energy. Harry Reid invested in green energy. We can just keep going down the line here, folks.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And they keep getting away with it. We need to stop them somehow.
Well, you have to figure out how to get to enough people. I'm going to a meeting on the 15th. I think I mentioned it. And they're talking, this is all about Agenda 21, basically, although they're not going to call it that. So it's all about my city and what they have already done to it and what they're planning on doing worse. So I have put together this page and a half, and I'll try to go through it. I went today, I'll do it on my show, but I went today to make many copies. I only could afford to make 30 copies, so I don't know how many people are showing up. But I'm going to hand these out to the people that are in this meeting. And it talks about Sand Egg, it talks about carbon, it talks about property rights. And this is what they're doing, Bill, and everyone in the crew. They're trying to eliminate private property. This is their purview. That's what they want. They in their world, there is no private property ownership.
And and you look, and what was happening in Nevada, and is happening in Oklahoma, and in Texas, and in Washington, and other places, these land grabs by the government, they all tie in with this climate crap, which all ties into Agenda 21.
Right.
It's just a way to gain control over the people.
Well, that and a lot of the leeches getting money. You know what I'm saying? They have money invested in the land when they take it.
Oh, you are
right.
Harry Reid.
Yeah, Harry Reid,
true.
All them. That's the whole reason they went after him.
I had another caller. I'm not sure if that was Leah. Is that you?
It's me. I'm here. I'm going to track me. My daughter had surgery, so I'll probably be a little silent, but I will chime in.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you guys have to do. You have to make your case in like less than 2 pages. And, you know, I just put this on my computer. I printed it out, and I went down and I ordered 30 copies, along with I made 5 packages of the Obamacare one I promised to bring to Delaney this year. So you guys will have to take what I give you and make copies for the other people in your groups. Because, as you know, it can get expensive the more paper you go through. But take your points. Go through your actual history of Agenda 21. Put them on the paper and then do what I did. Make about 40 or 50 copies. Get to these meetings and hand them out at the door. That's what I'm doing. I'm handing them out to people. I want everybody to know what's going on. I want them to question with boldness every damn thing these clowns open their mouths.
Around here, sis, I've been pushing our county's comprehensive plan, and as I do push it, I tell them it is the first step into Agenda 21. For the comprehensive plan, they freak out. They can't believe that this is what they're planning for us.
Oh, sure. It's terrifying. I went down the other, I guess it was Saturday, I had gone to try to get some down to one of the beach areas. I couldn't find a place to park. So I'm cruising down the coast, and I'm watching all of Carlsbad's got all these idiotic stuff they're doing with those streets on the coast highway. And what they've done is they have put all these idiotic crosswalks in there, and they've also done the roundabout at one section on the border of that city and Oceanside. They're destroying it. They're planning on. That's what this meeting's coming up about on the 15th. They want this vision meeting, which I don't believe is a vision meeting. It's just a pre-planned stakeholder meeting about the next roundabout that's going to go on the Coast Highway. And that's why I'm putting this together. I'm giving them hell. I'm not going to play their game anymore. I'm going to tell the truth every time. I don't care if that guy's there. He's going to hate to see me coming. Let me tell you, he's going to, like you, Bill, when you go into those meetings. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so much in front of us. But when you have a media that has catered and covered the backside to the president by not reporting on stories and stuff, what we know is going on right now, they know they're up against the wall. You got Democrats saying, oh, well, they're going to boycott the select committee.
Oh, that was Piglosi, I think.
John Kerry saying that John Kerry being subpoenaed and refusing to answer the subpoena. You know.
I know. Do they
think that we're so stupid? I mean, they look. If they're not guilty, they're sure as hell doing their damnedest to make themselves look guilty.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think they care. When you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi with her toothpick open with looks like crazy glue eyes, and she says the crap she says and talks about, you know, let's move on from Benghazi, and repeats it three times. And then she comes out the next day and says, well, if we're going to do this, then we should have Democrats on this committee as well. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable.
She wanted an equal number of Democrats to Republicans,
right,
on, so that it would balance out and they could just reject anything that was found out and they could block stuff. When she got to pick a select committee, there was no balance of power on that committee.
Oh, I'm sure not. Well,
but today,
yeah,
you know that Gowdy has said it will be a 7-5 split, Republican Democrat, on this committee.
What?
The 7-5 split. We don't know who all that is yet. We don't know who the five are. I'm just happy that Trey Gowdy's the first one.
Oh, Trey's awesome. Yeah. He's amazing.
What about also the gatherings? They don't want you gathering at your houses now.
Well, he's bringing something up.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, why would they, like in Virginia, they're talking about you can't have a gathering of over 40 people more than once, twice a month. You know, I come from a family. We have 62 first cousins.
What do you want to bet?
That's just on one side of my family.
Well, you want to bet that some of the reasoning behind that is so nobody can plot and train.
Tea party gatherings will be at people's houses and stuff.
That's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. But oddly, that was the same tactic that they used to elect Obama.
Sure. Well, you know, the Benghazi thing is one thing. I think Trey, if anybody could get to the bottom of something, he can do it. And I know that Louis Gohmert is on the side of right, too, and I think they're all kind of involved. You know, the Democrats are – it's the reason that they're acting as weird as they are, they're like little cockroaches, you know, that somebody got the raid can out after them, is because they know – they can watch it unraveling. They can see the international and local – hatred of this man, Obama. And in fact, Thursday, this week, a couple days from now, down here in La Jolla, Obama's going to be speaking, and there's several Tea Party groups going down early in the morning to protest against him. I don't know if I'll make it because I've got so much else going on. But
I just hope they don't get a Class D felony for saying slander in the president around them Secret Service men. Watch.
Oh, yeah, they better not. I think that, all of our protests, well, the only thing that scares me worse than going out and putting a sign against him is going in up against some principal or a school board and these Common Core guys, because there was another guy that got arrested the other day. Oh, God, where was he from? Anyway, the first one I can't remember what city he was in, but the other one was in Maryland, the first time, first guy. This guy was just, he went over the two-minute rule. I'm telling you, these people, and they sit there, and they just, the ones who were around him did the same thing as the first ones and the first guy a few months back. They just hang their head in shame and act like they're terrified of these SOBs, and I don't understand it. Nobody has any guts. Oh, I'd have been all over it. I'd say, come on, take us all in. You know, and I'd look at those parents and go, you cowards, you damn stupid cowards. And I'd look at the school board and say, you make me sick. We should all pull our kids out now. And then you wouldn't see how much money you get then, you rats. That's what I'd tell them, right in front of their faces. Arrest me too, you SOB. Oh,
see,
Lord.
Here in our state, that is where things do backfire. We back the private schools, the charter schools, reported the same as the public school.
Sure.
So, hey, if you don't like the Common Core, you can opt to send your kids to one of these charter schools here. And but that's, you know, it's just all part of things. They are getting to the point that they are desperate to get things done before they lose power.
Yeah. Right.
And
well, that's part of it, Bill. Why. And the other thing is terrifying that, you know, anybody who wants to speak up and speak about what their feelings are, they're having them arrested. This is beyond. This is old Soviet. This is beyond the pale.
Well, you know, but we've seen it. We've seen that in the news, and we know it's been gone. But we've had some of our elected have been pushing to limit free speech.
Oh my God!
Well, we have. We've seen it. We've been
right.
A lot. Yeah, and you still see. You look around. You look at what happened at Rutgers. Here are these people, and they come out here and they throw all this spin about Condoleezza Rice, not realizing by limiting her free speech, they are eventually going to limit their own right to stand there and challenge her speech.
Yeah.
A total lack of common sense and intelligence for supposedly to be college-going, you know, bright young people. Who the hell does their thinking for them? Because they obviously can't do it for themselves. And that's a sadness because they haven't been raised to do it for themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, you guys. I actually, on my way to the hospital this morning, we were listening to the radio, of course, and they were talking about the, you know, the Common Core and all this stuff and how it's supposed to get our kids ready for college and it's the best thing that's happened and
nope.
And how, you know, it's the best set for them. They're going to learn more this way. And the whole time I'm like, are you serious? Who is looking at this? Who, seriously? No, it's who can rule who is what it comes down to. They only want our kids to know so much so that they can control them. That's what it all boils down to.
Right.
And people don't realize that.
Well, what it is, guys, what I think about that pops in my head is that, you know, that's an institution that makes money off the students, so the more that you have
sure.
prepared to go to college is more better investment for the colleges. It ain't training them for any life. It's just training them to
It's not getting them ready for any college.
No, it's not getting them.
It has a single purpose of dumbing down the younger generation. They have been working on this for a while now, on dumbing down the younger generation.
Well, it gets worse.
The power goes out. They cannot. If there was no pocket calculator or something, they cannot figure out that change for $2. It's $1.95. The change for $2 is 5 cents. They can't do it.
Well, it gets worse than that. Not only the dumbing down, but they're indoctrinating them, because there was another study, I think it was a middle school or high school, talking about, you know, did the Holocaust really happen? And they were just, you know, doing their propaganda and indoctrination on that. And that was just...
They even got a rewriting of the Second Amendment in there.
Yes, I know. And what they're doing is they're data mining, and they're making everyone conform to these standard tests and all this crap. And they're doing exactly what they did in old Soviet and in China. They still do in China today. They get these kids at very young ages. So there's no freedom anymore when it's all for the collective. Those kids aren't really yours. They're looking at them as resources. In fact,
that's
Bill
exactly
Gates was
what they're looking at him as.
Yeah. In fact, they look at all of us that way. And here's the deal.
Oh, yeah.
But now they want to get the kids and data mine them and turn them like when they're 8 years old and pluck them out, just like they do in China and Russia. You know, you're going to be in the gymnast. You're going to be in the ballet. You're going to be here. You're going to, you know, do this. And there's no choice. You know, you're going to be working in this thing. Huh?
Some people don't believe that. You can tell people that, and they do not believe a lick of the fact that they are going to be able, eventually, they are going to be able to tell you who you are going to socialize with, where you are going to go, what you are going to do.
Right.
People do not realize this. But now some people are waking up and seeing it, but there are a ton out there that we've got to find a way to get the message to them. And I feel terrible because I didn't make it to the meeting Sunday, which I told Bill I stopped by there. I apologized for it with work and kids. It was just, it just
yep.
didn't happen. But I'm telling you, I will get out there. I will make flyers. I will do whatever I have to do to get out there to let people know this. We've got to.
You got to stop this stuff.
You got us guys here at Hoot and Holler. You know you got us backing you, girl. And that's why we wanted you out. Wanted you because we needed someone to get out there. Linda knows what it's like. Linda lives this every day. Every day this lady is out there working her fingers for the cause, trying to wake people up. She's going to meetings. She's getting in their faces. She's out there protesting. And on the side, she's cooking and feeding other people and stuff.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you're an awesome lady, Linda. We believe you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Back when 2009 hit and you know who got elected, I totally woke up and went bonkers. I said, I cannot sit on the sidelines anymore. So I went full force.
That's what happened to me. And one thing that helped me, though, I can definitely say, was Bill and Jolene. I mean, definitely. I mean, I loved listening to what he had to say because I thought, wow, this guy really knows what I think. You know,
sure.
And I'm thinking, if we could get this out there, and then the things that he does, you know, and just by being able to be around it was amazing. And then me being able to talk to who I talk to by what he educates me with or posts up, you know, that's awesome.
And then anything that you can research on your own, I've done so much research, I'm you know, exhausted. I continue to read as much as possible. Like I said, I've been going to so many meetings, but there will be more in the works so that I can speak the truth, hand out my flyers to these people and say, this is where this is headed. And I'll kind of go through a little bit, and I'll do it again tomorrow, but... The title of it is The Ideology and the Endgame, and it talks about CO2, and it talks about several major gases the Earth's atmosphere is made up of, and talking about the central planners in each of these cities, which has been mostly written by Ickley, and it's called traffic calming, and that's those roundabout things I just told you about. Talking about how when you slow down the speed of a car, then you actually get more CO2. And then I quoted Alexander King. I quoted Murray Strong. I quoted James Madison from 1792 on his thoughts on private property. I went into what we call, it's called sand egg. It's one of those horrible things for regionalism. And I went through all of their steps of step one through four. Didn't go into the five and six. There are six of them. And it literally breaks down what they're doing to take your cars away from you by 2050. And it's on their website. So if anyone asks me, I'm going to say, all you need to do is go to their website and go under the travel part, and you will find it. It's in their website. That's where I got it from. So it's in their own words, not mine. Do your homework, people. I can't do it for you. You know, I'm doing...
That's what I tell people.
That's what everybody wants, though. So I do it for them.
And I also tell people, don't take my word for something. Look this up for yourself.
Yep.
I agree. I think when I talk, I do tell them it's out there and look. And I'm like, and, you know, if it's something I don't know, I'm like, I'll find out where you. I'll find out where you can find it if I don't know where it's at or where I think you can. You know, I want you to look it up. I don't want you to take my word for it. It's out there, you guys. It's proof.
Absolutely.
There's proof.
Well, you know, if you're
to find out the information,
if you, Leah, if you need stuff on Agenda 21, one of the first places, like, put yourself a small half page for yourself with the little bullet points, and go through things like the Earth Charter and the Rio Summit, the Wildlands Project. Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, AmericanPolicy.org, they can find out so much stuff. Have them look up ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. That's the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, which is horrible, from the UN. You know, those are the steps they can take.
Have them read their comprehensive plans.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I agree. The county comprehensive plan, yes, yes. I believe for here, for people to get, you know, to realize things, I think when you bring that up and people look at that, that does open their eyes around here. I don't know if there's, you know, I'm not saying the other things wouldn't. Of course, right. They would, especially with certain people. But to that, our community is very, very, what I'm trying to think, like, we're very close-knit, I guess is what you would
right.
say. So when they read these things, they're like, no, you know, there's no way. And then when they see that, you know, start reading and looking back and see how things have fell into place, then they're
sure.
like, oh, my goodness. So,
and
yes.
the other thing you can do is if anybody is got savvy enough to want to take it further, have them look up their own city or county, okay? And then have them go to another state and just pick a town like even Dallas or whatever. And see the language is going to be almost identical to what yours is in Indiana because they're written by the same people. The only thing different is the street names and the regional names. That's it, girlfriend. I'm telling you. You could do it in Idaho. You could do it in Florida. They're all going to sound the same because they're written by Ickley, and that's when it started. I don't know who's writing them now, but that's what – you know how the progressives, so they change their name.
Right.
Yeah.
In our area, Bloomington is the biggest one tied in doing Ickley's work or following Ickley's rules and this and that. You
sure,
can look
right.
into that over there.
Yeah, and have them do side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, side-by-side comparison would be really good just for the mere fact that people can see it's not just us as a small community. These are the things that also are wrote for a city as of Bloomington, which is known as the college town, you know, around here. So,
I said, you know, wherever you could go, you could even go to a next-door neighbor. You could go to Illinois and say, okay, maybe – we'll do a Springfield, and we'll
Chicago.
See what their
right.
plan looks like. And you just take some of the more obscure cities, whatever, even in rural areas, and see what's going on, because you'll see it will blow your mind, and they will say, wow, because they can
right.
see it for themselves.
Right.
That's the reason they've used the media to keep all this stuff out of the media.
Well, I know. No,
the media has become their lapdog.
Right.
And that Fox report that you were hearing about today about the media and the Benghazi report, you know, that goes way deeper than just Benghazi. They've been doing this on every issue out there.
Yep.
Because the media is covering Obama's rear.
Oh, yeah, lies. Or they just won't even say anything about it.
No, but that's because
an American that feels cut off from government. Like I feel like that I don't even really have a line of communication to anything, any policy
right.
they come up with. You know, I don't.
That's true. Hey, looks like we got Lonnie in there. Hey, Lonnie. Basically, you know, when you look at these people, and if you think that you're going to, even on some of the AM radio stations, and of course anything on the boob tube, you are not going to find the truth there. I'm sorry, you are not.
Oh, no,
you're
not. No, and people don't realize that. You know, people don't realize that I totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
How do you think the public would feel if they knew that if every one of these news media channels tonight had come out and said, hey, our government has gave $500 million to Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
What is the same?
I'm kind of curious to how the U.S. is going to react to the Muslims that just kidnapped those 200 kids and going to sell them.
Right.
Well, we jumped into Ukraine they have no problem going to Ukraine, but they ain't even probably going to worry about that because it's Muslim.
Well, they're over there with the FBI and all this and that. But the thing is, people don't realize, you've got a guy in the office who has put Muslim Brotherhood members in high administrative places around the country. You've got how many states that are fighting against Sharia law right now?
Right.
And how do women and gays come out and support someone who is going to totally oppress you when they get power.
Oh, yeah. They're,
how bright are you?
They're going to do more than oppress you. It's just like
atheists. Stand there and tell a Muslim you don't believe in Allah. See what happens.
Well, it's like these cults.
I don't believe in.
Why do they call them cults? Because they do something that most people wouldn't do, right? It's naughty or bad or
evil.
Okay, so Muslims. They should be considered a cult over here because they do ungodly things.
But now
they are a cult.
They're the only religion I know that preaches kill everybody who's not part of your religion.
Yeah.
It's not a religion. It's an ideology. It truly is.
Yeah.
And it's a sick one at that.
Oh, yeah.
My God is the God.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that.
I'm sorry, Linda. Go ahead.
Oh, that was Leah. Go ahead, Leah.
I just said I totally agree with that. I mean, for others to put the Almighty God, I mean, it's amazing to see what some put above that or that they don't have it. I mean, that floors me. I don't see how they get through life thinking like that or doing that. I mean, I don't know. That's a whole other subject we could get started on.
You see the result. They are so unhappy they got to go out and attack somebody else who does believe and is happy.
Right.
True. That's exactly what they do.
Theirs is hate.
It's a pretty... Go ahead.
And we keep, you know, it's divide us up. Any way they can divide us up, they will do. And they have done this for generations. If the public was to ever come together on an issue, they can't stand it. I guess there's nothing the elected can do to stop us, not hold any kind of power. They'd be taken out of power so fast. But you don't see that because they work so hard at keeping us divided.
And
now you look at us, and we're the Republican Party's divided. Even the Democrat Party is divided. Things are not going well. And economically, they lie to you.
Of course.
I'll give you an example last week of just how stupid they think you are. They think that you can add 280,000 jobs to the people that got employed, and then you can subtract the 340,000 that lost their jobs, and somehow the unemployment rate will drop.
That's exactly right, Linda. That's what I was going to say. Common core.
Because they don't count them, Bill. They lie.
How many of the public, they said without paying attention to the numbers, and saying, well,
too
wait
many.
A minute, that can be right.
Too many bought it.
Too many are just willing to take what some elected official or some media official who's covering someone's butt tells them as how it is because they're just too lazy to go look it up for themselves. It might interfere with them playing some kind of video game. It might interfere with them now.
You'll be in prison.
Well, I think a lot of Americans have taken our rights for granted and let our country get away from us, that's for sure.
True.
We're too busy paying our mortgages. We're too busy paying the doctors. We just got to work. My wife works 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Don't never get to see her kid. Don't never get to see her husband. You know what I mean? That's not the American dream. That's just so we can eat and have a roof over our head.
That's a whole different story. But that's Series D. That was brought here from Japan. It actually started here. We didn't want it. The guy went to Japan. Japan used it. Then they brought it back, and now you see it. The company comes before the family.
Now, my wife makes good money. But she's the only one that's earning income, really, right now. So the time she pays everything that we have to pay as a necessity that the government says we have to have, like our insurance and our health care,
we're almost in the hole, negative in the month. Yet we don't qualify for any kind of assistance whatsoever. And we pay taxes. We're paying in on that.
Well, that's why, see. You see,
now, if you got to pay,
pay for somebody who doesn't work.
I just don't understand the system.
And that's the kind of thing that the left is leading us to, that those who do work should be paying for all those who don't work. And they don't do anything really. The left was, both parties were big at driving business out of our country. So there are no jobs here and stuff. As a teenager around here, I know Jerry and I and probably Chad, we all worked on farms when we were young because that's how we made our money. You can't get a job on a farm now doing that kind of stuff. They hire illegals.
Right.
They're still paying them what they were paying us back in, when we were teenagers 40 years ago.
That's what's been going on, yes, for how many years in California, the same thing. Nobody can get a job here because it's huge. I mean, and in fact, I think within 2 or 3 years when they were actually still hiring Caucasians, I was trying to get a job, and that was difficult enough because of my age. But now it's huge whereby if you're not a certain ethnic group, you aren't going to be working at McDonald's or Burger King or anything else or Taco Bell. That's just the reality of it. This is what's going on in California.
Well, it's not. They'll say they're doing jobs, but around here the jobs that are being filled by illegals are factory jobs, construction jobs. You've got one construction group that I know probably has several hundred illegal alien employees.
Yeah.
And the elected around the area are invested in housing that caters to them.
Yep.
And they can get a family in there and say, oh, well, we'll take a family of three for this much a month. Any extra people pay $50 a week in cash. And then they'll have 10 extra people, so they're collecting $500 a week out of each apartment and cash free because they don't turn that in.
I got another caller. Is that you, Lonnie?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
It's me. Sorry, guys. My escape convicts ran out the back door when I was putting fencing up, and they decided to take off.
Lovely.
My little puppies took off, and I'm like, one comes back, and I couldn't find the other one. I was driving all over the place, and she decided to come back when I was gone. Terrible, isn't it?
Oh, man. But we have that problem where you got one side wants to cater to the illegals because they see the power of the vote. The other side wants to cater to them because they're padding their pockets by employing them or housing them.
Yeah, what was it they passed trying to get to pass the other day about housing them? They have to be they can't rent to.
That was in
nobody but illegal.
Wait a minute. I can't remember. Cuccinelli come from there. But in that area, they have to pay a $50 fee to register to rent. And you have to prove that you're legally in the country.
Right.
My gosh.
And the Supreme Court has upheld that it was legal for them to do it the way they did it.
But here's
the way Cuccinelli wrote it. It came out as the Supreme Court ruled that it wasn't discriminatory in any way and this and that. But it was legal.
Yeah. But here's the thing. How many of the illegal Mexicans will have one that is legal to go rent that house and 50 of them live in it? You know, that's their way around it.
That ain't their way. You better read the whole thing because that's not what it says.
What's it? No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. If you had a whole bunch of people living there, every one of them is going to have to pay a $50 fee and prove they're legally here. Well, they will. Where this is at, they don't have the problem we have around here. I can't even remember where Cuccinelli is even from.
Seymour's just overrun. Columbus is overrun.
Yeah, because you're elected cater to them because they're pocketing cash off of them.
You go to the east side of Seymour, that's Little Tijuana. That's what
you remember. If you remember back 2006, I went through this same stuff where they were telling me, well, there ain't been just a handful of them around.
Yeah.
And then Don Gamble threw up the flyer and stuff, and we went and circulated that flyer, and you saw the headlines from the next day.
Oh, yes. Factory shut down.
Thousands of illegals fled three or four county area here. Thousands upon thousands. It wasn't just 1,000. It was 10,000 and more.
Look at all them jobs out there for people.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what did they do? They tried to undercut and say they didn't know what caused this, immigration rumors, this, that. If anybody read the damn flyer to begin with. But see, that's the problem. Illegals can't read English.
Well, just like Bill said, I've been discriminated against because I have a felony, and a lot of these factories around here has a no-felony policy. So they will hire an illegal alien, which is automatically a felon to me.
Yep.
So I feel like I'm being discriminated against because I'm white.
Well, you look, part of the amnesty push by the left in there says that, you know, ones with minor crimes, they're going to forgive them. Let them into the workforce. But at the same time, they're going to hold Americans who committed a crime and have a record out of the workforce.
Yeah.
Because you're not a beaner.
If that illegal has a criminal background.
Well, you're supposed to use the...
The NCIC.
The kit. What is it? Sorry. E-Verify.
Yeah.
Bill, did you get the one I sent you on the I think it was a... The Mayday one from Lee Q, and they were talking about all different communistic things and illegal immigration and shit. I'm not sure if I sent it to you, but it was really, really good. It was a short video about these people and how they think.
On the immigration issue, I follow a guy from out there in your neck of the woods, Linda.
Right.
His name is Frosty Woolridge.
Okay.
And Frosty has, I have protested with him in Indianapolis on his Paul Revere ride when he went to every state capitol warning that we were being invaded.
Oh, good.
So when he was in Indianapolis, I was a guest speaker there. And I've kept in touch. He amazes me that the articles he writes and stuff, because he's understanding the behind the scenes what the destruction is from allowing it.
Right. It's that. Go ahead.
Another guy is One Old Vet, Alan Taylor, oneoldvet.com. He's another one that I've been out there in public with and stuff. He's really awesome at what we do and stuff. And, like I said, we met these two ladies here in Freetown this weekend. Two ladies. There's more people there, but we met two people. This one lady was Linda, her knowledge of the situation and what's going on just floored me.
Wow.
I was sitting listening to her talk.
Amazing.
Delaney, she'll meet her.
Yeah, she will be at Delaney. You will meet her.
Awesome.
And we're trying to push because we know this. It's now or never, people. It's now
or never.
And sad that we're at that point, but that's where we're at. And I got little grandkids. I got little grandkids, and I'm here to warn you, Obama.
Right.
If you don't like, just kiss my ass. But I'm going to protect my grandkids in their future with everything I got, and I mean everything. I'm
the
not
going to
sit back there and let you destroy the future of the children of this nation.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that's the reason I do what I do, because I have two kids that are absolutely my life, and not only them, their friends are as well. And that's where I just wish that everybody would see, you know, what is going on. But like I said, there are many more than what we think are just by word of mouth and us talking, you know, so that's a good thing. So I totally agree with that. I mean, I just want better for my kids, and I don't want them to have to live through what they're going to have to. And it's our responsibility to step up and do something about it, because if we don't, no one else is going to.
That's
at
right.
All period.
I'll tell you what's sad. I bet many of us in the Patriot family have read more legislation than our elected have.
Well, yeah, they don't care. They've turned into an oligarchy.
And that's the kind of stuff, that's what I get out here, and I fight, and I'm talking, and I keep talking, and I don't shut up, and I tell them where to look, and I show them things.
Good.
And I do whatever I can trying to wake people up. And you don't understand, around this area, I was a notorious person. And for me to be out here doing what I'm doing, it just freaks me out that all these supposedly good, good people ain't out here in the streets throwing a fit about what's going on.
Yep, exactly. No, I know. I get it. You only find, it's like Leah's here. We got everybody in the crew. We got Bill, Lonnie, Yola, Nick, and all the guests in the chat room. I want to welcome everybody today. Thanks for all tuning in. We get it. You know, Constitution Hour gets it. Mikey B, all the rest of them, they get it. A lot of my people here, we've got there people going up to Orange County to speak. There are people that were doing the Common Core thing the other day with Mike Slater and these fabulous people, Mary and Darcy from Americans Protecting Property Rights. They're going all over the state, Bill, right now. They are going after the illegal situation. They're going after Common Core. They're going after Agenda 21. Huge. So what's going on with this oligarchy of these elected who don't care about us and don't represent us is they're pushing as hard as they can on climate change. They're pushing carbon tax. They're pushing all these bad things. I got one more to throw in there. The Common Core, they've got illegal immigration, open borders, TPP, multiculturalism, evil stuff. And what they're trying to do in California now, and I know this came out of couple months ago, but now it's back in the forefront. They're serious about doing what they call a vehicle mileage tax. They literally want to tax you on the miles you drive per year. They're talking about that it should be voluntary in the beginning, which I don't buy anyway, and that they're going to be putting like a LoJack type system on the cars, and I'm going, they're not putting one on mine, and if they do, I'll find someone to take it off and put it off the end of that Oceanside Pier where it drops down into the Pacific.
Well, you tell me how it's our choice. I mean, we have to support our families. We have to drive places. You know, we've got to do this and that. So
this
how is it our choice?
This is absolutely unconstitutional. You are not a driver like a truck driver. You are a traveler. You are an individual, sovereign, going from point A to point B. This crap about tagging your cars, licensing you, making you buy insurance is bullcrap. It has been since the beginning of time, and it's time for a friggin' revolution. That's all there is to it, and they're pushing for it. Well, they're going to push hard enough. And
I don't know if anyone's smart enough to notice that the minimum wage they were screaming about pushing for, if you look at it and you look at the proposed taxes they have, that minimum, if they did both, that minimum wage would have, you'd have came out less. You'd have come
well,
out with
gets,
less.
It gets
these
worse than that.
They are so screwing with you while you're not paying attention. They're not going to plan to give you no more money unless they can figure a way to take it back away from you.
Well, it's worse than that because that particular video that I was talking about where the guy was asking this stupid woman, asking for this wage hike for $15 an hour, he said, well, you know, he's trying to get her to understand because – and then she finally asked him the question. It finally dawned on her that, you know, you can't force the people to hire somebody. She says, you mean you wouldn't hire anybody? And he said, precisely. I mean, this is how stupid they are. And the thing is, there will be no jobs. Some people will be forced to go out of business, and others will have their hours cut, if not days and complete schedules altogether. This is what's happening in this country. It's horrendous. And this is called price fixing. Go to F.A. Hayek's book, Road to Serfdom, and look at what central economic planning is, or the Keynesian model, and you'll know what I'm talking about, because the von Mises's and the people like Hayek were of the Austrian method of economic theory and free market ideology. So you can't have it both ways. You're either going to have socialism with this nonsense, or you're going to have capitalism, free market, and freedom. That's it. And people.
What did you say that was under? I was listening. I'm trying to grocery shop everything.
That's okay.
What did you say that was under?
Oh, the book Road to Serfdom by F.A. Hayek, H-A-Y-E-K.
Okay.
It's an awesome book. Once you get through it and start understanding, because it was written about 80 years ago, and he's got, you know, it's in the cadence of the European style, and it's going to be opposite of us. In other words, liberal to them means the old classic liberal, and conservative is for the status quo. So once you get that, and once you understand the terminology, it's going to make perfect sense. And then you have to understand. Just look up von Mises and see if get to those websites, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Cool. Because that's what we need to go to. We've been in this corporate fascism way too long, for my taste.
We definitely have. We have.
Yes.
I reposted the video Agenda 21 for Dummies today. I've probably done that 5 or 6 times.
Good.
To me, that's the greatest starting point. Is let them see this.
It is
the start to get them woke up and get them to looking at things. And that's the thing
right.
We got to do is get people to look into things.
Right.
And it takes being out there and being active in the public. It takes writing and post stuff. It takes it all.
Yes.
But we've got to push now because if we've got any chance of turning the ship, it's this year.
Yes.
And
I'm hoping
we haven't even got into the swing of the season yet, but I guarantee you this is going to be the mudslingingest campaign.
Yes, it is.
We have ever seen.
Well, I think 2016 might even be topping that because who knows what's going to happen with Hildebeest. And got off old Krispy Kreme, and Jeb Bush, Common Core Bush.
They're going to shove Hillary and Jeb at us. So either way, we lose. It's like,
yep.
Do you want to die with a bullet to the head, or do you want to die with a knife to the heart?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, there's no difference.
Choice. Same trap, different pile.
Exactly. You cannot look. I excoriated this guy. His name's Neil, and it's spelled N-E-E-L, Kashkari, and he's running against Governor Brown, and but he's running under the Republican ticket, and so is Tim Donnelly, and Tim Donnelly's a Republican, but he's for real. He's a total Jeffersonian type person, a Tea Party person. And this Neil dude is not, believe me, because he's pro-amnesty. I gave him one piece of my mind on his website. Believe me. He knows how I feel, that he can take his amnesty and put it. So,
well,
he knows.
But they'll try to paint us, Linda, who are against amnesty, they try to paint us in a hateful way, and they don't look at the reality of it. Here we are in our country. We got all these problems and stuff. We're not running away from our country. We're standing here fighting, trying to change it.
Well, I know that, but when you look at the oppression,
they don't do that.
No,
they
because
run up here, and then they think we owe them. And
Bill,
I don't think
they have the ability.
You got the soldier right now in Mexico.
I know,
and a prison and stuff, but yet. If we were to slam one of their people for coming across the border illegally into a jail, look at the fit they throw.
Look,
and they don't,
I know.
They are open accidentally.
They don't have I'm pretty sure they don't have the wherewithal, the resources, and the freedom that we have, even though we bitch and moan. If you're down there, you're either at the hands of the drug cartel with their machetes and machine guns, or you're at the hands of the federales and the rest of the corrupt people down there. You can't. How can you protest in a country like that? It's pretty difficult. We're having a hell of a time, and we've got the 10 amendments. So, I mean, I get why they.
We've got these things for the moment, but if the left has their ways, you might as well just burn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything.
Oh, I know. They're not. They're bad people. I get you. Let's see if I can find that.
And you're going to see if they think they're going to lose power, they are going to push with everything they can. You're going to see executive order after executive order after executive order.
But it's, you know, I think that they're going to keep doing this. But from what I'm seeing, everything is still unraveling.
It is.
Do you know
what
it
is. And the more it unravels, Linda, the more desperate they will get and the harder they will push.
And I think that then the expose will be coming to light. I think that they will show themselves in their true colors and more people will wake up because they'll go, wow, this is bizarre, and they're you know, finally going to sit up and take notice. So I think I
don't put it past the left to push to the point that if they have to, they'll try to kill every one of us so they can still maintain and push their agenda.
I don't know. I think that they're just stealthily doing it with their chemtrails and their GMO foods and their rottenness and taxing people to death, plus the Obamacare. People are going to be dying from that. That's just like that scandal with the VA. I think it was in Arizona.
There's a reason the government bought up all this ammo and is handing out all this military equipment to police forces.
Let them bring it. You know what? We go down, Bill, we go down fighting. They're going to take mine bullets first. I'm not playing. I don't care. If they want to do it, I'll go home. I'll go home to the Lord. Because they can't, I guarantee you, they're not going to follow me there. I know that. Nope. I think they're going to another area. And it ain't north. So, yeah,
It's a sadness that our nation is going to, that was built on beginnings on love and stuff, the freedom and liberty is going to walk. And it's going to sink as freedom and liberty sinks.
Well, there was a lot of, musket fire going on in that 1776, let me tell you. When there was not a whole lot of love for King George, that's for sure. And it was bloody. They did it for 8 years. I can't believe they had to go 8 years. But they did. And they got it.
We're still seeing the push to grab our guns. That's not going to stop. Because
I know.
That's the main thing that keeps us free.
I think that's the only thing.
And the reason we have guns is to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government.
Well, we know that. Yeah, they haven't got them yet, and I don't think that's going to happen. I am serious. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but...
If you read the New Common Core, the way they want to rewrite that amendment, you're just taking away your right to have a gun. But you're also seeing pushes to be able to come after your guns. Like if that's coming out of the military, they're not going to be able to, they're trying to block them from being able to get guns. Or,
I know.
Others, you know, if you've had any kind of if you went in and suffered from depression for a little bit after someone died or something and come out, they're going to use that to keep you from having a gun. That's how desperate they are. They are going because the only way they can pull this agenda off is to disarm us. And that is the only thing stopping us, saving our butts right now.
I have another caller. I want to find out who this is. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I didn't press a button yet. I just called in. I was listening.
Okay.
I mean, I'll comment if I hear something interesting. I don't even know what the topic is.
Well, we're kind of jumping around today, so.
Hey, you got something on your mind, tell us.
I'll go with the flow.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, there you seen the lady had an abortion.
Oh, God, the one on the YouTube.
Show everybody how. Whatever it was, murder, that's what it was. Well, that's what I considered it, too. And she's like, how this was supposed to be a good thing for her to have this abortion and film it so people can see it and know that it was a good thing. It's not a good thing that you killed a baby. If you really wanted to prove something about abortion, you should have aborted yourself.
Yeah, how would you feel like
really show us that you're it's okay, you would abort yourself. And that's the thing about all these people. They're really good at killing babies, but you don't see none of these people who support abortion volunteering. You ever notice that?
Oh, no.
Not one of them. And then when someone goes in and does kill a couple of them, giving them a late-term abortion, that they feel a bit about it. You're okay with that person killing babies, but you're pissed off when someone kills them. I don't get that.
Yeah, here's another thing we should be concerned about, people. It's, you're welcome to speak your thoughts on this, too, because I worry about it. You know, just like this Matrix thing, how we're batteries and stuff. Now they're talking about the new fountain of youth for to prevent Alzheimer's and that, and the other is to have young blood transfusions. So who's to say that, you know, the power that they have already for taking their kids, CPS, health protective services and all that, you know, when they start making these new rules and they're going to start taking your kids, guess what? They're probably going to start cloning them.
Well, they got to figure out some way to get
them. There'll be a market for that. Oh,
that's just out there. On the other side of that spectrum, you got like a drug that they take in their testing, and you got people who are taking these drugs. They're dying, and they take this drug on. They got like 10 of them they choose, I guess, and they're all improving and stuff over a year and stuff. And now this other woman who's dying wants to try that drug, and they're like, oh, no, it's not cleared yet. Does she have that right?
She has that right.
You think she does?
I think she does.
Well, I learned the other day, too, that most of the...
If she's dying already, why not give her a chance? If it works, it works.
Because they've been doing, like...
You'll have to sign a paper, a waiver saying, you know what I'm saying, that they're not responsible, but...
I could see that. I can't. I just, you know, the way the system is set up, how many drugs that have passed the FDA have had to be recalled by the FDA.
Oh, there's
they don't have a very good record.
No,
but in a situation like this, where in the year of testing they've been doing, there's been no ill effects or anything. The patients are constantly improving and stuff and this and that. In that situation, I would have to say yes, that she should get the chance. Rather than just let her die, give her the chance. Let her sign a letter, like you said, relieving responsibility.
I went to the doctor the other day, and they gave me a pill for anxiety, depression, and other things. And they gave me prescriptions for 3 other pills to counteract the side effects of the one pill they give me.
What about those drugs they advertise on television, and they tell you? Side effects may include heart attack, shortness of breath, insanity, impotence, and all the other horrible things that come with it.
By the time they tell you the side effects, you realize, holy crap, you'd rather have the first thing and forget all the others.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. They put stuff in our food, and this just bothers me. It's so hard to eat something anymore because of the GMOs and Monsanto products and stuff into our foods. Heck, 80% of what we buy we go to the grocery store, 80% of the stuff in the store isn't even safe.
Right.
And it's, you know, we'll take good meat and ship it out of our country and import crappy meat.
Yep.
What the hell is...
And don't even know what kind of food. Them things have been fed, vaccinations,
they spray the corn and stuff to feed the stock. Then we turn around, they fed all them chemicals into the meat, the animals. Then we turn around and eat that meat, so we eat that stuff too.
Well,
we're getting a double shot.
You put growth hormones in the food. Then the people eat the food. Then the people get big because they eat the food, so they eat growth hormones. Then you tax them for being big.
I have a friend right now that's a small-time farmer. He actually he went off years ago and he started the GMO crops, right? He was making money. Well, now he's learned that it's not good. Now he's got a new wife and a baby and he's concerned. So he's trying to get away from the GMO, but he is suffering legal problems with it due to the fact that he could be sued for somebody else's stuff. The first shitting in his field, and it would just ruin him because he can't afford that.
Well, that's it.
So they have him in a corner to raise their product.
That's it. If you plant a Monsanto product and stuff, and it's
that's
local,
how they're going to do it. A small time farm right there, man.
And it blows across the road and into your field, and it grows somehow. Then you got to pay Monsanto for it growing.
Or if you were going to now.
I got another. I think then we should push this. If we find Monsanto products growing in our fields and we have to pay for it, then if we find Monsanto products in our children, Monsanto should have to pay for it.
Good one, Bill. Yeah.
Because that's where we're at.
If we
the elitists of this world are not out for the best of us.
Nope.
They think themselves above us. They think they're like that. We are so far beneath them. We are pit. We don't even exist or matter to them other than to serve them. And that's what these people pushing for Agenda 21 and all of them are bringing on us, where it'll end up being there will not be a middle class. They don't want a middle class, because the middle class means you can step up to the upper class, and they don't want that. They want to keep you down. So they'll do away with the middle class,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be the server, those who do the serving, and those who get served. And
true.
That's where we're headed. That is the agenda that they are pushing. That is what they want and desire. They will eliminate us living in the rural areas and stuff and force us into communities that they'll call fusion centers. And from there, it'll be they'll tell you where you live. They'll tell you where you work. They'll tell you what you can and eat, can't eat. They'll tell you what you can have and can't have. And you won't be allowed to travel unless they give you permission.
That's right.
And they will monitor everybody that you talk to and stuff to make sure that you're not plotting against them. And that's the world you're headed to. That's where they are taking you. And it has been both parties taking us to this point. You have to research Agenda 21 to know that the establishment of both parties are to the eyeballs in this. And it's only until we work up to that note. And that's why you see the respect, separation there in the Republican Party between the elected that are establishment people and the Tea Party and those who aren't establishment people. And the establishment will join the Democrats to destroy a true conservative before they will buckle under and admit that they have failed being a conservative. And that's where we're at. We're seeing that left and right in this country. Anything keep us separated and divided, as I've said.
Another question you have to ask is
what issue that every one of us in this country should get fired up about, and that is the future of the children of this nation.
Another question you have to ask is these newly elected Tea Party members: how long before they get seduced by the trappings of being in Congress and all the benefits before they get won over to the dark side? And
they
start
the
thinking,
you should have a term limitation of term.
He brought up an exact point because that for both sides of the aisle, that's been the problem.
Yeah, about the pressures.
Well, it's not that you get in there and, hey, you can pad your pockets.
I can make this.
If you follow along, you can pad your pockets. Just like he said, you go over to the dark side, both of our elected bodies. Look at them. Do the research and look at them. Neither side can look you in the eye and say they've been honest about anything.
At the end of the day, people look out for themselves.
So we the people stand up and say, we are tired of being yanked around by you two. We want to work together and not be divided. We want to find ways to bring us together as a country. Because it's only by bringing us together will this country, again, prosper and flourish.
And you know what?
That's because we the people were who made this country great.
You know
it was not our elected. It was the people who made this country.
Morality.
And we had the power of the people and handed over to a specific group in D.C., and they got the power.
power now, and they don't want to give anything up, and they've got a taste of it, and they are now so greedy for that power. They want more power. They want the total power over all of us.
Right.
And it's a sad situation with so many in our nation sit back and watch. But this is not just an agenda that's happening here in our country.
Oh, this is
Agenda 21 is a global agenda. And the things that are going around on around the country, around the world, the globe right now, and the things that are going on in our country, almost every one of them comes right down to Agenda 21.
Yeah. You know what my big fear is right now? Is that in the past it's taken a tragedy to bring us together as a nation. And I'm afraid that a tragedy is going to happen again, and it's going to bring us together, but it's going to be too late.
Those tragedies.
Shit's going to hit the fan right then.
Those tragedies only seem to bring us together for a short period of time.
Then we forget about it.
Then
right.
It comes up to divide us again. And I would think if I was still working and running a plant, I would be doing everything I could to get my team, my workers, to work together. Because if they're working together, I'm going to benefit, and I was always the type that made sure my men benefited too. You know, and that's where we got to be as a country. But they don't want us there. That's why they push all these things that divide, when there are things that if they pushed would be more uniting to the country, and actually you'd get some things done, and we wouldn't be in the shape we're in.
No, because if we the people come together and form together, if we the people come together and realize everything, we the people will be in control. That is not what they want. That's what it's going to take, but that's not what they want, and they know that, because it's going to take we the people coming together to do this.
Let me ask a question. Are you as conservatives willing to embrace people that don't share all of your views, even some that you feel strong on?
Well, you know, that's part of me just being, you know, I was brought up that that's how you are. Don't knock someone else for how they are. That's their, you know, that's their affairs of how they are.
That's how I was brought up.
Unless those affairs cross over
right.
and start interfering with you and your affairs.
You sound like you've got common sense. I hear a lot of people getting so upset over what someone else does that doesn't have any effect on them whatsoever.
That gets no one anywhere. You can't get upset. You can be there. You can voice your opinion. You can agree to, you know, to disagree. But to get upset about it, it's going to get none of us anywhere. You know, that's can't happen.
But that's what happens.
It is what happens.
I mean, are people and on either side, and when I say either side, I mean the right or the left, can you forego some of the things that you feel strongly about to build a common ground? Because you want to know something, on BTR, I listen to conservative shows, and I listen to some shows that are on the left, and I hear a lot of the same things. I hear Agenda 21. I hear control. I hear don't trust the government. I hear a lot of the same things, but there's so many other minor issues that will divide people, and I say relatively minor issues, that get people emotional that they can't find the areas that they agree on. It's unfortunate.
It is.
Can I ask where, I'm going to be nosy, I'm going to be the first to ask. May I ask where you're from, what your name is? I don't believe we've asked that yet.
I'm Brown Beasley. Not
nice
from California.
To meet you. I'm
Leah,
Indiana.
Leah. Well, you know, what you said goes way beyond just areas where you live in the country determines a lot of things there that what divides brings people together and stuff. None of us are going to be alike in any ways. But just because I don't condone what someone's lifestyle is doesn't mean I don't care about that them as a person, and that I wouldn't do what I could to aid them in any way as long as it wasn't committing something, a crime or something against my own religion.
See, everyone else doesn't feel that way.
Well, that's how
I hear people talking about
oh, those crazy-ass people that live in the rural areas, or those crazy-ass liberals that live in New York or live in California, or, you know, everyone wants to, it doesn't do good. Because I tell you, if you guys were to take the time and listen to some of the more progressive shows that are on here, you'll find some common, a lot of common themes. They're talking about Agenda 21. They're talking about government control. They're talking about a lot of the same things.
But and I know about that. I know about there's a group, Democrats Against Agenda 21. I've dealt with them quite a bit. I don't have that problem trying to work with people. But mm-hmm. the issues that you're talking about that the people are agreeing on, you're not hearing our elected get out here and talk about, hey,
no.
both sides of the aisle agree on this, or both sides of the aisle agree on that. They don't do that.
Well, what we get in the media is stuff that keeps people divided. They're going to keep pumping
exactly.
gay marriage, the gay agenda, which just drives everybody haywire. They talk about abortion. I mean, they talk about abortion, drives people nuts, and then you've got the problem that never seems to get solved. That there's a bigger divide now ever, it seems like, and that's race.
I don't see that as a thing.
You've got common sense.
Most of the people out there that are screaming about racists are racist.
Well,
because it's eating their head up.
Yeah, but I don't see that, and it's like the gay issue. I had a little cousin, and it came out that she was gay, and someone says, well, how do you feel about that? And my answer was, even though I may not condone it, it don't stop me from loving her.
Exactly right. I totally agree with that. I mean, you might not agree with it, but you're still going to give them your love.
I was raised in an area of the country that we were brought up like that, and I do live in a rural area. But you'll always see my neighbors and stuff. We're always saying hello. We're looking after
right.
each other. We know each other's kids. We watch out for them. When our kids were growing up, we're watching the roads. We're watching around us. Our neighbor needs something. We go help our neighbor. That's how we were brought up here. But we're a rural area. It don't work that way in the city because you try that in the city and someone will stab you, someone will rob you. You know, that's just how it is.
I mowed two of my neighbor's yards today just because they have push mowers and I have a rotter. I'd say, well, while I'm at it, I will do theirs because it don't take me no time at all. You know, I did that out of the kindness of my heart because I felt like helping somebody.
That's your neighbor.
Yeah, it's my neighbor.
And that's the thing. We are all neighbors in this country, and we got to treat it that way. And you treat it that way by looking out for your neighbor's interest. You don't let someone steal from your neighbor's house and not tell your neighbor or try to stop it. You don't, you know.
Hey, kitchen.
And get to know your neighbor. Hell, you never know what you never know how much you never know how much you got in common until you actually talk to your neighbor. And in too many areas, too many people are afraid to try to talk to their neighbors.
I was on the Hill for 12 years before I, you know, thing came and talked to Bill, and then find out from Bill that we're cousins. So I had no clue
until we talked. Then we was able to look at and research it. And there it was.
And then he opened my eyes on Agenda 21 and the Jackson County Comprehension Plan and the all kinds of different things. And then I watched the Senate.
What you'll find here is in my area, I'm constantly fighting my own elected officials, and they're all Republicans. Because they're just like you said. They've already bought into the dark side. They already found out how to inside invest and pad their pockets.
They signed with Jackson Comprehension Plan.
Yeah, well, not all of them.
Not
did,
all
but,
of them did.
But, you know,
well, they're actively selling out the interests of farmers and people that live in rural areas. There's a land grab. The Monsanto laws are already passed. And it's also the people that live in the rural areas that are more than likely that would be willing to take arms and protect what's theirs. The governments are going to be concerned about people that think independently like that.
Yeah, they know there's going to be pockets of resistance. That's for sure.
Right.
Yep.
So it,
tread on me.
And your elected officials who you elect have been actively selling your interests out right and left while smiling in your face and telling you something different.
Yep.
One of the worst things about elected officials in this nation is they are allowed to inside invest.
Well, you know what? You want to know the real problem with elected officials is that they're not. Now, you might not approve just from the sound bites that you heard, but that Reverend Wright that they made all the fuss in the first election between Obama and, good grief, McCain, right? He said that he's not surprised because elected officials, politicians, they are not principled people. They are practical people. So a principle doesn't matter, which means they'll say something and go against it in a moment if the wind changes the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're going to deal with someone that's not principled, then anything they say doesn't mean a damn thing. And their actions can switch and change. And I don't even know how you can count. I wouldn't want to do business with anybody like that. I don't even befriend people like that.
Amen, brother. Sir,
I mean, how can I defend someone that's talking it one way and walking it another? You're a hypocrite.
Out here in the common world, they're called two-faced, and they are.
Two-faced, and some of them might be four- and five-faced.
There you go. I got to agree with you on that because that's the truth. It's just like the green agenda, the climate thing. Why? Let us see who all has invested in the green energies and the carbon exchanges. And I'm going to be honest. You're going to find out it's both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And the ones that are sitting back, rubbing their hands together, counting the dough they're going to make when they can initiate a carbon taxes and all that.
You know, but I read information that conflicts on both sides of that argument. Part of me thinks it might be a hoax. Then I read scientific reports. I don't know.
It's a hoax.
Well, I think if we all knew who all the investors were that were going to profit off of it, that would lead us closer to the answer.
Yeah. You're probably
Alpha,
right.
Maurice Strong.
Yep. Yeah. I noticed on the Chicago Carbon Exchange at that time when it was being defunct that when I was reading the people involved, there was a Republican named Richard Lugar and a Democrat named Barack Obama. So right there told you, both sides of the aisle are involved in this. But if it comes to money, people be damned. They will run to the money every time. And that's both sides of the aisle.
They really don't have a choice if they want to stay in office. If a powerful enough lobbying group asks you for your support, they donate you money first, because they donate money to everybody, okay? And they ask you for your support, and you tell them no. They said, you know, I don't think that's a real good choice. They will plow money into your campaign for your opponent the next election. Congressmen are elected every 2 years. That's a pretty quick cycle.
Exactly. I will say one of the people that I pushed. I don't think anybody should be allowed to donate to a political campaign except an individual, and that amount should be limited, and it should be within reach of the common man.
Anyway.
And
Let me ask you this. What are your thoughts about the Supreme Court reaffirming that money, campaign contributions is free speech and it should be unlimited? It just seems as obvious as day to me that just opens the door up to whoever has the most money is going to be able to push agenda.
I will talk to you guys. Let me know if you have to get off early or whatever.
I'll be right now. Okay. that actually plays into the Democrats' favor because of the top 59 political campaign contributors. 47 of them, 48 of them are Democrats, and the Koch brothers are number 59.
Well, I'm not discounting your statistics, but I agree with the gentleman earlier that it doesn't matter which party it is. They are conspiring and working against we the people. And if they'll, and they'll use Democrats, they'll use the Republicans, because that stuff doesn't mean that much at the end of the day.
No,
and
it is not.
That's the way to keep people divided.
And that's exactly why I say that the only person that should be able to control a political campaign is an individual. You've got to get the lobbyists and the corporations,
there you go,
and the unions out of there. It's
there you go.
The
they've changed the law, and it's making a big difference. You know, I think there's six or seven Senate races that are up for grabs in November, and I think each one of them, they've raised incredible amounts of money. Like, it's approaching the amounts that they raise in presidential elections. Research it.
And, you know, think about that. All that money that goes into these political campaigns and stuff, think what if we could get that kind of money to go to the debt.
Or giving some people some jobs.
You're giving people jobs. Amen to that.
Amen.
You know, in all of this money that's come from the Fed, $85 billion a month, not counting all the other stimulus, and it goes to the investment banks, and they haven't found a way to provide jobs. The president hasn't done a damn thing about it, and our economy has been flat and dead for the past 7-8 years.
Yes, it has.
It's never been this type of downturn for this long. And even if you're doing okay, you know people around you that are not doing okay. And if you're
a small guy
that runs a self-employed business like itself, you can feel the difference, because people just don't have the discretionary money to spend as they used to.
That's right.
And food is starting to cost them more. And
let's not talk about food.
Bills and everything else. I don't know how a person in a small business is supposed to maintain with all the stuff they're throwing at them.
It's not easy. It's not easy. But you know,
you're not going to be going out there.
You just can't afford to eat bacon and T-bone steaks anymore.
Yeah,
no, you can't.
You're running out now. You know, you're not going to be running out there saying, "Oh, I'm going to hire some more people because you're reaching in my pocket deeper." That's just not going to happen. And there's the problem. You've got to do things that are going to create jobs in the country. Quit shipping our jobs overseas. Quit paying the people who quit giving billions of our dollars to people who hate us. It's time you start looking at what's going on here at home instead of around the world.
I agree.
Exactly.
You know, and the millions of jobs that have been shipped out, you know, every time I have to call the cable company or even the bank sometimes, I'm speaking to somebody with the accent, and I'm not being bigoted against them. I don't understand them that well. It's difficult. But why the hell am I talking to somebody in India about my cable bill right here in America?
Exactly.
I got to agree with you on that. It just gets me. Why am I pressing one for English? Why ain't the other guy pressing one for his language?
Not to mind you, they speak English, but I'd have to tell them, you know, can you say that again and talk slower? Can you speak a little more clearer? Because I don't know what the heck you're saying.
That's true.
I got about 60 seconds, Bill, so I'm going to try to wrap it up.
Thank you, Linda, for tonight. God bless everyone.
God
bless everyone.
God bless you guys.
Thank you, Beasley, for calling in.
I'm sure Linda appreciates my input. You guys take care of yourself.
It was great hearing from you, everybody. Linda, Bill, everybody back there. It was awesome. Great show tonight, you guys.
Thanks. God bless.
God bless you guys. Good night.
Bye.